and graphic design services.
You can't have nasty people in your life, Nicholas. That doesn't work, does it? You need to have people that are friendly and happy. You're easygoing, friendly, happy person.
I don't have any nasty people in my life.
Well, why would you?
I can remember where I've buried most of them.
Well, there we go.
No, it's no point, is there? There's too much misery, I tell you.
There is. We were saying that. We've just been gossiping off air. There's too much misery. Now, I'm joined in the studio, here we go, again, by author Nicholas Barrett. He's already talked about his debut work, Michaelmas Term, or Why Is That Boy Naked? And he's got a brand new book out, which is called Advent Term, or Snowmen Don't Wear Thermals. It's a lovely book. And you've given me a copy, so thank you ever so much, because I feel wicked when I take books from authors.
Now, wicked's a stage musical. I think you're confusing it with... We'll move on.
What is the difference? Can I just ask? Because sometimes I say writer, sometimes I say author. So what is the difference? Is it just terminology? Is it a difference or...?
No, I mean, an author writes. That's what we do. I think a writer, you're not limited to actual books. You could do articles. You could do little bits and pieces on an ad hoc basis. I am available, he said as loudly as possible, if anyone wants to...
Author sounds nice. Now, Nikki is now 13. That's the lead character in the book. Older, slightly taller, and still baffled on a daily basis by the institution that is...
St. Onan's Academy for Young Gentlemen.
Young Gentlemen, which is really based along your childhood...
Yeah, we said young gentleman. There's one Chinese guy called Young that turned up, and that was it.
I said, okay,
we'll teach you. It's going to be a busy curriculum for you, my lad.
So, tell us about this book and some little bits about it, but obviously don't give it away too much.
I won't give too much away, but as I say, 158 days to Christmas and 22 weeks. Imagine Monty Python with tinsel. Imagine dusting off those balloons and blowing them up, putting them in the corners of the room and watching your granny laugh as she sees something suggestive. It's a Christmas theme, but there was always a magical time of year at school.
Mm.
It was a little bit more relaxed. There was that feeling of excitement.
Yeah.
So it was... It lifted the lid on the discipline.
Yeah.
To a certain degree. We've got some factual stuff in there. Where do I begin? The boys are abandoned on the moors. The Yorkshire moors with a 3-day self-reliance exercise. Terrifying. Been there, done it, survived it. I hope they had that tent cleaned. It was great. Is the headmaster stealing funds? We will find out. The CID are in there. They're investigating because there's also some sort of gold smelting operation going on. Don't know where it's hidden. But the guy's having a good look. Then we get on to fundraising. They've decided to hold ghost walks around the old buildings. It's well received by everybody, especially the ghosts who join in. Well, it's their building. They can have a walk if they want to, you know. Where do you get a head for a headless horse? It's all in there.
It's all in there.
We hold a French market, which is okay. Unless you've got a chemistry teacher with an obsession for Agincourt. It doesn't go as well as you might think. That's quite entertaining. There's good fun to be had there. There's also, let's have a see, a little announcement in there. I think some guy called Ben Kenobi gets awarded the OBE, which made me laugh. Cousin Sheila again. Nicky and his friends are going to save the trees, doing their bit for Greenpeace. Did you know, actually, Greenpeace is that little silence that descends when your friend that you're talking to spots that bit of spinach stuck in your teeth? It's true. Look it up. In the meantime, Nicky's girlfriend, who might be his girlfriend but would be but isn't, but would he like... He's not sure. He's horrified when she turns into a goth.
And she probably would be.
Super. No, she's a great... Admittedly, there's nothing funnier than goths in the rain, but for different reasons... Uncle Joe's still inventing stuff. The miracles of product HH20. All is revealed. As I say, at the end, there is a certain amount of comeuppance which the headmaster gets, and there is the installation of the new headmaster. Terrifying. He's known to be a very fierce disciplinarian.
Yeah.
He's talked about bringing back floggings. I mean, there'll be one hell of a backlash if that happens. But there's all sorts of stuff. The highlight being the Christmas Carol service.
Yeah.
Now, I used to love that We so looked forward to it. We used to cram the church, and they had the full orchestra, crowds and crowds of people. Marvellous. It was, you came out of there 12 feet tall. It was a glorious celebration. It was just a superb, uplifting experience. I really can't say how it did enrich your soul. God, that was pompous, wasn't it? But it was a thoroughly wonderful experience. We all came out of there 12 feet tall and we didn't fit our own undergarments. I thought, OK, let's have the BBC film it.
Mm.
They didn't, but they should have, and they certainly do in the book.
Yeah.
The presenters are all there, the cameraman, the lady who's the very skillful presenter, has a slight chest problem with asthma.
Oh, so right, sorry, I was about to say, what was the chest problem?
No, there are others, trust me. But she has a small cylinder of oxygen, and I thought, now, the naughty boy in me thought it would be a good idea to replace the oxygen with helium.
Mm.
So that should raise the tone.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. But you've got Dr. Matthews in there again. People love him. He's a man. They say everyone has a double.
Mm.
Dr. Matthews normally has about three in the time it takes for me to say that. He's an artist, shall
we
say.
Who would play, if this actually got turned into a film, and you must have seen that, or a series in your head when you were writing it, who would be the... Have you got sort of lead characters that you can see to play?
Wow. Yeah, haven't got anybody specific in mind. I mean, it would be lovely to have... I mean, Headmaster...
John Cleese?
Possibly, yeah. The first Headmaster would maybe John Cleese, genius... The second headmaster, you're talking, blessed. There's only one man, you know, that can pull that one off. I think that would be... I'd love to play Matthews myself.
Mm.
I really would.
Well, if you're going to have a... This is what I always say to the people that come in, the authors. If you're going to have a film made, make sure you get in the film. That's why I was... I don't think you've got... J.K. Rowling is not in it. I would be... I'm in it. I've written myself a part.
Oh,
that's me.
Yeah, Terry Pratchett did. He's in his film. Yeah. But one or two people that... I think could do a great job. We've got a lovely character in there, and it is based on a real lady who is such a loss to us. Unfortunately, she's no longer with us, but I wanted to immortalise her because she played such a pivotal part in my recent life.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother-in-law, Molly, became Dame Finucane, and she is a pivotal character in there as part of the ODD, the Onan's Disruption Department, with Albert Brooks, the groundskeeper, and they're getting their own back on the Toffs, who are trying to beat them down and keep them in their place.
Mm.
And that... No, that's not going to work. And they find interesting and fun ways to get their retribution. Albert may or may not be planning to blow up the school.
Right.
That's all I can say.
Who's this book aimed at? What sort of age group? Could you say it's for sort of pre-teens up right the way through to adults, or it's really open for everybody?
Well, 13 and upward, I think. It's a book they can get into straight away. It's more immediate for that age group.
Yeah.
My oldest, I do have fans in their 80s. I had a lovely fan letter from a dear lady the other day in her 80s, and she thoroughly enjoyed it and couldn't wait to get the next one.
Mm.
So I thought, well, it's absolutely marvellous. But it's strange. A lot of older people get the same memories.
Yeah.
And hopefully they go back and have as much fun as I've had revisiting the school and coming up with some of the little sketches and schemes that they had when they were there. I'm sure they did the same thing.
Mm.
Whether they choose to admit it, that is entirely a matter for their own conscience.
So have you got another book? Because you've got the first and second book. Have you got a third one being prepared as we speak?
It started... Wouldn't it be nice to write a book? Then I thought, I've too many ideas for one book. Then I... Well, this is Advent term or Snowmen Don't Wear Thermals.
Mm.
We then move on to spring term, The Sap Rises. We then have summer term, The Darling Buds of Mayhem.
Right.
And at the moment, I'm just putting the plot together for The Sixth Form Sense, I See Dead Clever People.
Right.
Which is... obviously is a lot older.
Mm.
The language is a bit more...
Fruity?
No, really, no. I don't think there's anything... We didn't use bad language at school.
Mm.
There's no point writing stuff we didn't say.
Thank the Lord for that, actually. That would be lovely today if we
don't
had
need
that.
It.
It's, no.
Don't need it.
You know, off air, swear like a trooper. On air, I don't.
No, it proves
the point that when you don't have to. Because I never, I've touched wood. I've been on doing this show for a long time, and I do swear like a trooper. My mum just she just looks at me in disgust. But on air, I never swear because obviously Ofcom would boot me off the air. That's a bit of a poem there, isn't it? Really.
I've just wrote that down.
Yeah, well, he's not writing that down. He's just going, what are you talking about?
Looking for a pen. I'm having that.
He's just stabbed me in the head with it. Just rambling on, Michelle. There we go. So if people want to get hold of the books, they are available in physical copies and you're on Kindle. Have you got a Kindle version as well?
There is a Kindle, yeah. Yep. Little piles of people in the street that have electronic books.
Boo, we don't like those. Buy the proper book. It's lovely. It's nothing like having a physical book.
This guy's a little pile of electronic books. And I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm making a fire. So, what with those? He said, this is kindling.
Lovely. So you can get a physical copy. How much is the physical copy of the book?
They are $10.99. They are on Amazon.
Yep.
.com.
Lovely. And where else are they stocking them?
At the moment, I'm waiting for a stockist. They're going to be stocked at... the first book will soon be available at Tesco. At the moment, that'll be Gallows Corner in Romford. We're just waiting for a confirmation. We're doing a little signing down there. I'm not going to sign the whole store. That would take me months.
You'll probably get done for that.
Just sign the odd book.
When is that going to be the signing?
I'm not sure yet. Waiting for confirmation.
Yep. Okay.
But... as I say, as soon as we get the priest available, I'll have the confirmation. The second book is available. I've self-published this time, which is... So it's all down to me. It's my fault. I've done it. I'll take the good, the bad and the indifference on that one. But I will probably continue, unless I get this brilliant book deal with any of the huge people who do huge things and give you huge money, and I can buy a yacht and learn how to... sit on it.
It is about, the thing is, when you get a publisher, you've got the backing then and the contacts. That's just the difference, just to give you a bit more of a push. But you can, as you've proved, self-publish.
Well, the thing is, anybody that's listening that's thinking of writing or in the process of writing, don't be frightened of it. Do it. It's very, very easy now to publish online.
Yeah.
You can get access to editing, formatting. If anybody wants to drop me an email, I'm more than willing to point them in the right direction if I can be any help at all. But it's all available. And the costs are not that much to get it done.
Yeah.
So there's never been a better time. You may be sitting on a great book. Well, don't sit on it. Get it out there.
Yeah.
This is the main thing. If I can encourage somebody else to do it, I mean, if a sort of loony like me can be let loose on the pages...
Now, if you want to get a copy of the book, it's available at Amazon's. It's got Waterstones here, all good bookshops. I put on my little blog before. And
they will order it through.
But Amazon, if you go and look on Amazon, you can buy a copy. And it is Nicholas Barrett. He's the author I've been talking to this morning. And don't forget, Michaelmas Term, or Why Is That Boy Naked, is the first in the series, which is the story of Nicky and his school years. Advent Term, or Snowmen Don't Wear Thermals, is the second series in the books. So if you fancy something that's got a bit of childhood, will make you laugh, probably make you cry a bit, very, very interesting, and it's great for all age groups from teens upwards, go out and get yourself a copy.
And if you enjoy it half as much as I did, then I will have enjoyed it twice as much as you.